Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Emily, and joining us on the show is Jenny from Jenny's Gym. What's going on, Jenny? How are you doing today?
Hey, Emily. It's good to be here today. Thank you for inviting me on. It's an honor.
You are very welcome, and we're excited to have you on the show today to learn a little bit more about your business. But before we get into that, talk to us a little bit more about how you run Jenny's Gym, and you know, what made you want to start your gym in the first place?
The reason I wanted to start my gym was I'm 54 years old now, and I remember when I was a younger woman, and nobody was around to teach me how to do the things that I know how to do now. And I looked at my environment and I said, all these people around here aren't doing anything to benefit their future health. So many times we get caught up in what's important is how I look, but nobody's really taking into account the importance of how we will age. And so I looked around in my city and I said, I need to make my city as healthy as I can possibly make it. And I knew that the way to do that was to open up a community situation. And so what I do in my gym is I have a handful of personal training clients that keep me busy all morning long. I see a couple of them in the evenings, a couple of days a week. But other than that, I have an open gym policy where people can pay just a base fee and come in and do what they want to do. But the majority of my revenue comes from a class that I created called Build and Burn, and which is a catchy little phrase. The idea is that we're going to build our muscle at the same time we're going to keep our fat. We're going to be burning fat. It's more of a marketing name more than anything else. And so it's a small group personal training where I teach people how to do the movements. I tell them what to do and I teach them how to do it. I'm a little bit of a bossy person. And so that really fits well for me because I like to tell you what to do.
Yeah. Perfect match, huh? As a business owner.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys are doing for marketing. Like, so if I moved to Arkansas, and I was looking for, you know, a gym with very similar services that you have to offer, how would I know that you guys are out there?
First of all, my gym is located on a pretty busy street in Camden, Arkansas, downtown Arkansas. And so you would see my signage. But I'm really excited about this. I recently got a grant to improve my signage on my windows. And so my whole downtown, I've got three very, very large windows are just going to be blasted with Jenny's Gym stuff. So I'm really excited about that. When you drive downtown, you can't help but miss it. So there's always that works for me. The other thing is that most people find me either through Facebook or you can just Google me and my gym comes up. And so that's always good. But I would say if you're a new person coming into town, working in one of the facilities that we have, word of mouth. People start talking, where do you work out? I go to Jenny's. And that's probably my biggest marketing tactic.
Okay, so word of mouth. Do you have maybe some type of like referral program within your existing clientele?
No, I don't have that. And I've been listening to some of your podcasts and I'm hearing how other people are doing that. And I probably need to take advantage of that.
Yeah, for sure. So, and then what about on social media? I know that you mentioned that you're on Facebook. Are you using organic content right now? Are you taking advantage of any paid advertising?
I have done paid advertising. I did do that. I think after COVID hit, I did some paid advertising. I think that's when I did that. I do have a young woman who we barter back and forth. She gets a gym membership. She runs my Facebook page and my Instagram account. And she's much younger than I am. And so she does a lot of that for me. And so it's pretty much organic stuff though. I do think there's great value in me putting my own personal content up of me taking videos of myself and doing teachings, like small teachings through my own movements. I think that would be valuable to do. I just did not have taken the time to do a lot of that. And then the other thing that I find to be valuable is when I put videos up of my people doing things that other people in the community like to see their coworkers and their friends active in the gym.
Gotcha. Okay. So does the girl that runs your Facebook page, is she the one that also helps to convert people into like a recurring member? Or is it like, no. At what point do you come over and take over the process?
No, she does not. She just puts content up and okay. And people walk in my gym. And if I can get them in the gym, I can usually get them to stay.
Really? Okay. Yes. So, I mean, like, what does that look like? Because obviously, if nobody's coming through your doors, then you won't be able to help anybody, right?
Yeah, right. So, you know, well, for instance, the other day, I'm teaching a class. And I had a very full class, a very full gym, and these two young ladies just walk in the door, and I introduced myself to them, and they want to just check out a class, and I always offer the first class free, and I just had them sign waivers, and they both walked out of their members. And so they just saw, they liked what they saw, they liked the attention that I was able to give them, and as many of your gym owners know, many people go into a gym environment, and they have an idea of what they're supposed to do, but they don't know how to do it. And I think that that's a niche that I have, is I'm going to take you under my wing and I'm going to teach you how to do what needs to be done. That's what people really want to do. And they like to do it with friends.
That's very true. So I know you mentioned that earlier, your most popular service is the group, the burn. What's it called again?
Build and Burn.
Build and Burn. That's your most popular like package?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So how many classes are you guys running over the course of weeks?
So I offer 3, 6, 9, 10 classes a week, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at three different time slots and a class on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And you can go to any of those classes, but you only need to go to one class a day. And in that 3-day period, we're going to cover every body part. From shoulders down to your calves. We're going to take care of it all. And then on Saturday, it's a little more intense class, a little more of the HIIT activity, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. So earlier we were talking a little bit about your client retention, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is the average length of time that somebody will be a member?
That's a tough question. Because, you know, I opened my gym doors in 2014, and I have people from 2014 who are still with me. And but then I'll have some, you know, I don't know that I can give you a solid answer on that.
Okay.
6 months to a year. You yeah. know, you know, if you have run a gym, then and you've been doing it long enough, I can almost look at somebody and see their first couple days of activity with me and decide whether or not they're going to stick with it or not. And that's just the experience of knowing people and seeing people. And
that's very interesting there.
Well, you know, you've been doing it long enough, you kind of figure things out like that.
Yeah. Okay. So like when you, obviously you're doing like the selling, right? The selling of the packages. Mm-hmm. When you first started your gym, were you confident in your sales ability, or is that something that you have had to work on over the few?
Yeah. When I opened up my gym, my son helped me, and he came out of a CrossFit background, and he came okay. out of a college environment. And so when he moved down from the college town to our small town of Camden, Arkansas, which is not a college town, he had these great aspirations that we were going to turn it into this great big huge CrossFit community. And so I started off as a CrossFit gym, and kind of against my better judgment. But I went with it, which is why if you look at pictures of my gym, I'm very CrossFit. It looks very CrossFit. And I love my setup. I 100% love what I have. But I don't participate in CrossFit activities any longer. We are strength and conditioning is basically what we do. And so when we started, it was kind of off to a rough start because CrossFit was so unknown in our community at the time. And so, no, I had no sales confidence. I had no ability. It was all word of mouth. And I still, when people come to my gym, I tell them, I'm not going to sell you my package. You will either love what you see or you will not. And so I can't speak well into that at all. I'm not very good at it.
No, I mean, I definitely appreciate your transparency around that. Either like what you see or you will not.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
you know, and it's not even whether or not they like what they see. It's, are they willing to put the work out? Everybody always thinks they want to look a certain way and they want to do the right stuff, but they're not willing to put the work out. And so it's not even that I need to sell my package. I need to sell the confidence that they can do these things and they can get healthy and they can improve their lifestyle.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's facts. So let's talk a little bit about what your day-to-day looks like as the owner, right? Because you are still teaching, you're teaching a lot of the classes, right? Well, kind of like the majority of them, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So outside of the classes, when do you find time to work on things that grow the business, such as marketing, admin stuff? Like, what does that look like?
Like getting your taxes stuff together, things like that.
All the behind the scenes stuff that you
know everything's about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually open I'm at my gym by 6:20 in the morning and I start seeing clients at 7. Okay. And I'm going to stay busy with clients from 7 until 11:30 or 12, either seeing clients or running classes. And I do take a break between, my gym is closed down from 12 until 3:30. And so anytime I'm going to get anything else done, it's going to be during those hours. And, I purposed to make changes in my gym so that, I run my gym and my gym doesn't run me. And I think as a gym owner, that is a really important place to get to in your life.
So what do you mean by that? I mean, like from your perspective, like in your own words, what does that mean?
Yeah, when I first, a couple years ago, I opened up the part of my gym called Powerhouse Shakes. And so you can come in and we actually make protein shakes for people. And they're excellent shakes. And it's a nice little side business inside my business. But I was trying to take it a little bit further and expand it outside of my gym doors. And when I did that, it became too much for me. I was trying to market to a community that didn't want to come into a gym to get a shake. And it just, I just was adding stress to my life that I did not need to add. And so at that point, I said, what do I need to do to shift my life so that I'm not up all night thinking about things like that. And I'm not living a life full of stress. And so I just had to cut back on that aspect of my business and know that I was going to keep those. I'm still selling shakes, but I'm only selling them to my gym members after classes, after their training sessions or whatever. And so that was a lesson I had to learn so that I was not controlled by my gym. I was the one who controlled my gym. If that makes any sense.
Yes, ma'am, that makes 100% sense to me. So let's talk a little bit about the goals that you have for Jenny's gym. Mm-hmm. What do you guys, go ahead.
No, you go ahead and finish the question.
Yes, I was just trying to make it a little bit more specific. Like, how do you want to see, let's say over the next 365 years, not years, days. Mm-hmm. Now that's a long time. how do you want the gym to continue to grow and develop? Over the next year?
Yes. I feel like I really have a decent retention rate with my clients. But I'd like to see that most gym owners understand that there is a little bit of a revolving door. And so I still want to be able to bring new gym members into my gym, knowing that I'm going to lose some here and there. That's just the way it is. People move, their job changes, they get pregnant, whatever it is. Or they just want to try a new environment. That's fine too. I've been thinking lately, especially since I've listened to some of your podcasts, I was thinking lately that I need to start marketing more things on Facebook because it is such an awesome opportunity. It's a free device to get your word out about who you are. So I do need to do a little bit more of that. But the one thing that I've been struggling with and thinking about for years now and really need to start tapping into is the nutritional aspect of training. Because we can come in the gym and build muscle and increase our rep scheme and get stronger, but many times our body won't look like it. And so what can I do to help my gym members get to that place where they can say, I don't just work out, but I look like I work out. And so, and I know that's all nutrition. I know it's how many grams of protein are you eating? How many calories are you eating? But I really feel like in order for that to be, for me to really take off with that, I need to get some kind of a nutritional certification so that people will believe me. Because people believe letters behind your name more than they believe the experience that you have. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And I've played with one, a couple of my clients have come to me and they've said, will you be my nutritional coach?
Okay.
And I have done that with them. And as we've been working through some of their food issues, you know, the one woman's dropped 25 pounds and looks fabulous. And she's done it on 2000 plus calories a day. You know, so many women think they can only eat 1400 calories. When if you're working out in the gym, you need to be eating a whole lot more than that. And so it's been a process.
Yeah, no, I was looking at your physique looks great. Like the pictures that you have up.
Yeah.
You're in the picture, you're extremely lean. So, I mean,
it's a lot of food. I eat a lot of food.
Right. And to your point, a lot of women think they just need to continue to diet down, which I'm like, okay, 1400 calories, that is like for kids. Mm-hmm. But, you know, before we go off into a tangent, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I got one more question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I want you to think back to when you started your gym a few years ago and give yourself a piece of advice that you didn't know that you needed to hear at that point in time.
Take the business aspect of it seriously. I thought all I had to do was open up a gym and teach people how to pick up weights. And I did not understand the importance of really knowing how to do the business behind running a business. My degree was in English education, and I homeschooled my children, and I was just a mommy, and I didn't do anything outside of my four walls. And so then when I took on this part of the business, I just thought it was going to be an easy thing. And probably my biggest stress has been learning how to run my books efficiently. So I would tell people, go get yourself some QuickBooks. You know, do some of that basic tax knowledge, which nobody loves to do, but it's really important.
That's true. That's true. All right, Jenny, thank you so much for your wisdom there. But before we wrap things up, please tell our listeners where they can find you.
Well, just come on down to Southern Arkansas and drive down the main street and you'll find me. But you're going to find me on social media under Jenny's Gym. Instagram is under Jenny's Gym. I do have my own webpage, jennysgym.com. And that's where you're going to find all my content.
All right, Jenny. Well, thank you so much. You know, we really appreciate your time and contribution to the show. And looking forward to seeing what you guys are going to be able to accomplish down the road. So to everybody who tuned in today, you're welcome. We appreciate you as well. Don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit the like and subscribe button. And if you're interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have two more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free, leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'm your host today, Adam Chopp, and today with me is the one and only Tim with Tim Fit out of Salem, New Hampshire. Tim, how are we doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good. What up, y'all? How's everybody doing out there? You know?
Excellent, man. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to hop on the show with us. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open it back to you. Go ahead and give our listeners a little background on who you are, you know, maybe some things, experiences that led you ultimately to opening up your now fitness facility, Tim Fit.
Yes, sir. All right. So my name is Tim. So prior to having a gym, I was always into fitness. I went to high school. I was born in Virginia. Both of my parents was in the military. We settled in Lowell, and pretty much throughout my, you know, young age, we played sports. And then I went to high school, played football, track and field. I did gymnastics. I did all that stuff. But prior to that, I was always into, you know, working out. I was always into fitness. And I did 3 years of culinary arts. So I love to cook. So So my dad taught me how to cook when I was 10 years old. So I got into the culinary arts when I was in high school. Did that for 3 years. Went to Middlesex. Did hospitality. Then I transferred to, you know, Johnson & Wales University. Loved sports. Played basketball there. Did culinary arts. I always wanted to open up a business. But it was hard in those, like, 2008. It was hard to get a loan out to do, like, a restaurant because of the fluctuations of that. So I couldn't get a loan. I was still working at the restaurant, you know, still working out. Prior to that, I just got hired. Pretty much I went to YMCA at 2012 and, you know, did the education, and there was an opportunity in the weight room. And then I was like, okay, let me just do this. You know what I mean? I love to train. I love to work out. And I consider myself a leader. And so I went down there, applied, got hired as a, you know, just kind of like assistant trainer. I was never certified. So, but I just helped out if anybody need help on their forms or anything that they had an opportunity of to get a certification. So I took the class to 2 years, got my certification at the YMCA. I was certified for 2 years of that. And then I was just, you know, just working. I didn't know what kind of business what I wanted, but I knew I wanted a business. So did the training and then got hired at a real gym. I went to Planet Fitness. I did the choice thing. I worked out at Best Fitness. They tried to get me because they liked my motivation and they'd see how I trained and motivate my friends. And I met a person at a gym in Wyndham. There was a small gym in Wyndham. It was like 2,000 square footage. It was called Victory Fitness. It was a small gym. And I met a person through there. And it was funny because she was like, her name was, I can't say it. Should I say it? Can I say it? Anybody's name? Well, what'd you say?
Oh, entirely up to you, man.
All right. There was a lady. I'm not going to say no names. There was a lady, you know, we became good friends. She was a good trainer. And we trained. It was like a person in Wyndham, you know. His gym was in at Victory Fitness. And we had opportunities. And it was funny because we both got fired. She found a building in Salem, New Hampshire. And then she was like, hey, Tim, we got an opportunity. I was like, what is it? Here's a place that we can just open it up. And I was like, okay. So we started a gym called TNT. And that was my first opportunity to open business. We was partners. And you know what? It's hard. I could say it's hard to get a partner if you gotta know the person, really know the person when you get a partner. I mean, we lasted for, you know, 3 months and that just failed. Those 3 months was tough, for, you know, if you're if you're working hard, if one person's working hard and the other person, it just doesn't clash. So so that failed. And I was all by myself. It was like about 2015 when I started my own business, and I called it Tim Fit. I had a couple of clients there. It was like six. It was a little shy. When you start your own business, it was a struggle. You know, it was like six clients, you know, by yourself, doing it 100%. You know, you don't have that much money. It was a fight, and I kept through it. My motivation, and those 3 years was tough. And then I found a building in Salem, New Hampshire at 326 South Broadway. And yeah, here I am. I could say successful, but I'm still getting there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have your own facility. You got clients coming in. I'd say that's a success in itself.
Yeah. I say doing it by yourself, you know, it can be easy, but it can be hard at the same time. You know, you can have, like I said, I told Adam, it's just, you know, there's like three things. You can have opportunities where you can have your partners, that great partners that you can work around. You can have family members that are going to help you out. And then you have, just like me, I was on the grind, you know what I mean? Like no loans, just on the grind, word of mouth, and then just staying persistent in what I was doing. Sometimes you got to believe in your workouts. And when people believe in your workouts, they believe in what you do. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate sharing that. And then remind me, what year did you say you established the Tim Fit?
So I established the Tim Fit 2016. So I was at one building. It was like 1,000 square footage. I was there for temporarily because we was on the second floor. And then I needed the first floor because, you know, second floor didn't, it was making a lot of noise. I was trying to search for a first level building. It was tough, you know, it was tough for those 3 months, you know, just because like I'm on the main street, I'm on the main road, and, you know, rent was high, and I was just searching. And luckily there's this plaza. I called the realtor and he's like, yeah, we got a space. And then he gave me a deal. He was like, oh, just name your price because we're trying to put people in there. Cause there was a little bit of attendance here, but he's like, name your price. So, and I got a good deal on it. And then I've been here for like 6 years. So, but then again, I like I said, those 3 years was tough. I was in the red, but I kept it focused. I kept myself motivated, and I had a goal. It didn't matter about, you know, it didn't matter about if I was on the red. You just got to keep on pushing because a lot of people fail. They're like, oh man, we're not making no money. Let me just close down. But that's not me. I kept on the grind and just kept on pushing. And now I'm here for 6 years and I'm doing well, you know.
Good, man. That's awesome. So let's dive in a little bit more about Tim Fit. You know, okay. Walk us through kind of like, you know, that elevator spiel. So where, you know, if somebody comes into your facility or reaches out to you about your facility, you know, what exactly are the services that you offer, whether it's one-on-one group training, you know, kickboxing, things like that. You know, what are the services you offered? And then how would you initially consult somebody to see if they're a good fit or if you're a good fit?
So what I do is when somebody pretty much they go on my email or my website and then they just text me. And then usually I tell them what goal do they want. That's the first thing I do. I say, what is your goals? You know, you want to know what the goals is. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's come in let's get a consultation, free session, and I want to see where you're at, if you like it, if this is a really great fit. Like, I don't pressure no one, because usually, you know, a lot of people, when they go to a gym, you know, and then you give them a free consultation, they just, oh, we try to hit you up. I'm not a salesman. So my goal is, when you come in, I want you to feel comfortable at my gym. And then if you really like it, you're just going to sign up. But my energy is a 10. So when you come in there, you're going to love it. And I'm going to push you to the limit. And you're going to feel the vibe when you come to Tim Fit. So, yeah.
Excellent, man. And then, so would you say that, you know, you offer a variety of different, you know, training opportunities as far as
group fitness? So far, like the training we do, we have a cardio kickboxing class that Becky, she does that on a Sunday. I do a sweat class on a Saturday. I join in. Usually, you know, some trainers I consider myself, like, I like to train sometimes with my clients, and I'm just like, hey, listen, I'm pushing the same as you pushing. And I usually train, you know, when I do that one-on-one, I focus on what your goals is. I focus on what you need to do on that day. Usually we do small groups, and then I usually do one-on-one. So it's a small facility, but it's the vibe is it's. When you go in there, it's not a lot of judging. We just go in there and just train. It's like, and that's what we do. We focus on the results. We focus on, you know, how to get stronger. We focus on, like, you know, bettering your mental, you know, stress-free and yeah.
Absolutely. Fitness is very much mental when it comes to, you know, relieving stress, anxiety, you know, getting away from your work day, whatever that might be like.
Of course. You know, it's a big fitness is huge. It's not about, like, you know, you could say you're working out, but, you know, mentally, if you're, you know, if you're depressed, if you're stressed, if you're down, if you're feeling, you know, it's a, you know, those, you know, when you go to the gym, it just helps. This helps your mental, you know, issues or what you have, you know. I think it's a bigger cause. Like, you know, everybody needs it, no matter what. It doesn't matter what age people need it. You know?
No, absolutely. You could be 32, you could be 65, you know, there's no amount of age difference, you know, with stress levels in today's society that are going to make anything remotely different between, you know, if you're young or old. So, you know, if you need a stress break, you know, work out, induce some endorphins, get some serotonin flowing in your body.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, man. And I think food, nutrition plays a big part. And I love it too, because, like, me, you know, going to Johnson & Wales, when I took a nutrition class, it helped my sleeping patterns. It helped, you know, how to get stronger mentally, you know, physically. You know, I think, you know, eating balanced meals help. You know, I think, it, you know, there's so much junk, like, the diabetes rate is just high, and the people don't know how to eat right. I think it's just like, and I provide that too. Like, if anybody needs, you know, help on balance on the meals, I did a show in October. That was fun, you know, just keeping consistent on your meals, you know, discipline. You know, if you're not disciplined, then you're going to be all over the place. So, yeah.
Consistency is key, man. Well, let's talk about Tim Fit a little bit more. You know, you've been open since 2016, 2,000 square feet. You got, you know, two floors, which is really cool. Yeah. How many members roughly would you say that you have?
So the members, I have about 30 clients. Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's, yeah, I have 30 clients. those are my solid, solid tier clients that really come consistent. Yeah. You know, people that want to check it out, you know, they sign up for a little bit and then they're gone. So I have some people that just come back and forth, come back, hey, I'm here again. And then, or some are just like, well, maybe I could do it by myself. And then like, they try to do it by themselves. They're like, oh, I'm here again. I need that extra push, Tim. So, and then I always remind them, hey, listen, you just got to keep consistent. You know, it doesn't matter what gym you go to, but just keep consistent. If you're going to come to my gym, I will love it, you know, but just keep consistent and you're going to see the results. Because if you're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back, you're not going to see results. And I'm all about like branding, like it's my brand. So it's not about your money. I'm here if you're ready. You know, my gym is, if you're ready, you're ready. Like there's no pressure, but when you come in, it's like, you just got to be ready no matter what. That's who I am. I'm always reminding you. I'm always motivating you, you know, and that's, you know, that's about Tim Fit, man. It's just, we just say motivated, you know?
Yeah, motivation carries a long way. Discipline is the other half.
Yes, sir.
So 30 members, you know, what's your goal with that? You know, where do you want to take it? You obviously want to, you know, grow and help more people, but you know, what's, you know, is there a specific number that you're looking for or, you know, want to get to?
Well, yeah. This is my sixth year. No, it's going on my seventh, June 1st. It's going to be an anniversary. So we're doing a lot of renovations at Tim Fit. So my goal is when I do these renovations, so when I have this grand opening, is to get the new equipment. And, you know, at this time, it's, you know, it's tough to, you know, get a business loan because you got to have a lot of members. You know, it's just, you got to have a lot of members. You got to make, you know, 10K a month. People, the loans say, hey, listen, what you got? You know, I tell them like, hey, so you got to make 8,000 to 10,000 a month. So it's the fact is, it's more members so I could do full time. I work at school. I'm a lunch man, you know, but the times are really good. So I cook. At Nashua North. So, but I don't have no shame on what I do. You know what I mean? So I go to early in the morning, cook for the high school students, and then come here and train. I was sacrificing, you know, just to keep, my goal is just keep the gym open and also, and just fill the gym. If, you know, that's the opposite goal. Like if I can have 100, 150 clients, oh man, I will love it. And then I could down the rates. But I have to keep the rates high where, you know, keep the gym alive. But, you know, those are my goals to just get, if I can see 100, 150 clients, I would love it. And then I can work full time at Tim Fit, you know, so those, yeah. Those are the goals of of this year of 2023, you know, just having more members. And just work full time at training. But now I just, I do, you know, my part time at the high school and then I just come here in the afternoon. And then I thank God that, you know, I have really good, you know, clients and trainers that can hold it down in the morning. You know, sometimes you got to have really, really, really good people that can like support you 100%. You know, they're about Tim Fit, you know?
Absolutely, man. So I think you said you have about four trainers right now on staff.
I have three. So I have Lily and then I have Becky and I have my, this lady, Sue. She's like, just, she holds it down in the morning from like about 6:45 till like 12. Because we close at 12 and I'm back there. I'm back here at 2:15 and I open up. Yeah. They're really good. They push. So they're not ladies that they pat you on the back, but they're hardcore. They they love to push just like me. So.
Yeah, you got to have staff that cares and that is, you know, backing you at all times. So that's good. So it's safe to say that, you know, obviously they're on board. They would love to have more clients, you know, the gym be more, you know, with equipment, you know, opportunities, you know, classes, things like that.
Of course. Like my goal is to fill up, you know, our cardio boxing class. You know, usually it's roughly to like 5 to 6, if that, maybe 9. Even my sweat class, usually I have 13 solid. But I would love to fill the gym seeing like 10 to 20 clients every day, you know, or every hour. That would be a blessing, you know, just seeing the gym flourish like that, just seeing clients rolling in. And what I do, I provide workouts. When you come in, what I love, when you come in, you already know I'm gonna provide a workout for you every single day, different workouts that works for everybody. So Monday through Sunday, there's always different workouts. So I work with like Monday we do legs, you know, Tuesday we do a upper body day, Wednesday it's a HIIT class, Thursday it's a back day, you know, we go right back to legs on Friday, and then we do a Saturday we do a sweat class. So I even do the sweat class with the client. So I'm motivated, I'm sweating, and it's a killer. If you have a chance in the area, just come through. It's a killer. I'm training. So last Saturday, it was crazy. We burned about like 700 calories, you know, and then active minutes is about like 600. So we push it, you know. I like to switch it up. When I go in there, all my workouts, I just write on the board and we just training.
That's awesome, man. Show putting in the work together.
Yeah. You don't know when you go in there, when you enter in. Some people are like, oh, what Tim's going to right now, or what Tim's going to do right now, what kind of exercise he's going to provide. And I'm like, man, this is a killer. This is crazy. Everybody knows, when everybody knows me, they be like, yo, this guy, he's tough.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got goals. You want to keep the gym open. You want to get more members. You want to flood the gym with people, be able to help more people. How are the leads coming in right now?
The leads, it's all word of mouth. You know, you got my Instagram. You can follow me at @trainer_Tim, the real deal. I'm always doing motivations. I'm always doing exercise there. I have my homegirl Lily. We always do some reels exercise. But my social media, my Facebook, Snapchat, like I try to do like TikTok. I try to do some of that on my some of my leads. Mostly on my Instagram, I try to like, you know, hey, listen, come in. Or like I always talk, you know, some motivational stuff, but through there, usually my Instagram, everybody tries to, I need to get in. So, or word of mouth.
Yeah, man. So, you know, how many leads would you say you're getting from, you know, those posts and the word of mouth?
I say a few, maybe like 10, you know, 10, maybe 10 every day. But usually, you know, either they're going to show up or they're not going to show up. Usually, like, I don't get hype on like, hey, I want to join. I'm coming in, you know, if they're going to come in, if they're going to show up. I want to see him. I want to see face. Like, usually I see that all the time. Like, hey, Tim, I'm coming in, you know, or man, I need to join your gym. Sometimes it's like, I'd be like, yeah, come on, come too. I'm here. I'm always here. I'm always at the gym. My times is flexibility, you know? So, it doesn't matter what time we're going to train or how we're going to train it, you know? So, the leads are, it could be tough. Usually my clients do word of mouth, or I'm posting up, some sales, you know, I got a flyer going out. It's $100, you know, you could bring a friend. and it's the best deal. You know, you could for 2 months. That's not bad at all. You can bring a friend, and then usually things. I post out flyers, or like sometimes a month, or you know, just to get those, just get whoever wants to get back into working out. You know?
Yeah, man. I get that. I feel that 100%. Out of the people that you come in contact with, you know, weekly, monthly, things like that, you know, how many people are you signing up in a month?
If that, maybe one or two. I did the, if that one or two, because on Broadway Street, there's a lot of gyms. There's a lot of gyms on Broadway Street. There's tons of gyms. We have, you know, Dry Fitness. We have a boxing. We have a yoga. We have, you know, Planet Fitness. We have, there's a bar class down this road. There's so many gyms. They have like, there's about like 7 or 8 gyms on the strip.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting a variety. And then sometimes in my plaza, it's kind of tough to see it. I always tell the landlord, hey, listen, we need a bigger sign and we need some lights. My goal is just try to get some lights so we can, so people can see it. You know, when the tree's over, you really can't see it. They're like, oh, I can't see your gym. So it's tough when you enter the plaza. So it's just like visibility.
Yeah, you know? Visibility is rough.
Oh, man, it's tough. And you know you need visibility so people can see your gym. So it's tough. It's tough. Usually one or two, or if anybody thinks about working out, or say some people like, hey, who's a good trainer? And then I get a notification. Some people tag me on those notifications and I try to hit up that person. And I try to give them some information. And we'll go from there. Like I did the mailing, you know, we did like 2,500 mailing posts. Usually we got like 5 out of that, you know, those are tough too. You know, you need, if you're going to do mailing, you want to do like 10 to 20,000 miles radius, you know, mailing in people's houses. Yeah. I might do the old fashioned way, you know, the old fashioned way when the DJs, they had their business cards and they put it on the rear view mirror. I might do some of that.
You brought me to a great question that I wanted to ask is, you know, have you done the grassroots marketing, the guerrilla marketing, you know, where you're going out to different events, you're finding local events in your area, you're posting up a little like table, handing out, you know, information, maybe a squishy ball or stress ball, you know, things like that to like get your name out there.
So I did a little bit of that. So we had the firemen, they do like so I give out like a free training, like a 20 session training for them. So I donated and then somebody wins that. So I had a couple of clients that hit me up, hey Tim, can you donate there? They're having a free raffle. And then I didn't see nothing yet. So those things are tough too, as well, if people are really motivated. But also like I had some tables, I go to some different events. We just had like last year, we just had like a cookout, but I had all these kind of businesses that came out. They donated some free gift cards and stuff. And we raffled it out, but everybody came out of that. So even I donated like free sessions throughout that. Like if anybody comes in, hey, listen, we're doing a fundraiser. And we, I got you. You know, so those things where people come, or like usually you got to get invited to do things, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I feel that. So let me ask you this. What do you have, like with your website, you said you have a website, correct?
Yes, sir.
So with your website, you know, do you have a system or a software in place that kind of, you know, does any like automation where it'll send out like an automated response or sends them a text to kind of get them booked to kind of get an appointment? Or is it, you know, is there a way for people to inquire on your website as well? Or is it really just you kind of reaching out on social media and things like that?
So when they go on my website and then they book a session or they book a class or anything, that I reach out to them, I get a notification on my email. And then I, right away, I just, hey, listen. It was funny because I had three people who were going to sign up. They emailed me, and then I really right away, I email them back. Fast. I get a fast notification, email them back. This is what we do. And then, hey, listen, you get a free session. Come in, get a free session. And if you like it, let's sign up. I always tell them, hey, what's your goals? Okay, I got you. Come in, let's get a free session, and we can give you some more information on the prices and stuff. So when you go on my website, you can book there, and then I get the notification real quick. And I also, better yet, I also have a TimFit app where if you stay at home, listen, if you guys stay at home, or if you guys are far away, I have an app and I can train. We could do virtual workouts there, and I provide workouts on my app. So I'll let you know, you could text me on those things. Like if you somewhere in Arizona, I have a TimFit app where we can do those things, virtual video as well.
Excellent. Yeah, the virtual thing has been a huge hit ever since COVID hit.
Yeah, online. I did the Zoom thing. It was tough, man, because I'm more personal. It was tough. Like when I did the first one, I'm like, oh man, I did it for 2 days when everybody was stuck in the house. That was tough, man. I'm more interacting. I got to see your face. I like to motivate, and then just doing that at your house and like, okay, guys, let's do 20 jumping jacks or here and there. I give people props at doing virtual, you know, like the Peloton. I give people props. Like I like to provide. I like to see you interact, but I also do all that stuff. We can chat it out on, you know, food and workouts. If you're at your gym over there, or if you stay at your house working out. If you stay at your house at work, I do that too. So.
Yeah, man, absolutely. A few other things here, you know, what's been the biggest, you know, not realistically first plan wanting to open a fitness business, but it kind of just happened, you know, what's been the biggest learning experience along the way from when you started to this point?
The biggest point is understanding the business, understanding like structure, of, you know, structuring everything from like the bookkeeping and all that stuff. I learned a big deal of business. Like I was just doing a free for all. So, and at the first time I did it, I was doing no contract, you know what I mean? So people can come and go. People, yeah, they can give you $100 and they come and go. So you're not making money, because like, just say if like they stay for like maybe 2 months and they can go anytime you want. So like, I'm like, okay, let's just do no contract. So I learned from there where like, wait, hold on. We have 50 clients with no contract. And then they, from like that year, now we only have 6. So those were tough because it went from 50 to, you know, to 6. So we lost clients and we lost revenue. So, and then I'm just like, wait, hold on. I gotta set a contract where, like, you know, the gym needs to make money. You know, you got to set some stone where either a lot of people are not going to go, but you're going to have some people. Okay, I sign up for 6 months, Tim. I got you. Here, do auto pay. You know what I mean? So because the gym has to survive, you know, if you're going to do no contract, you know, yeah, the bigger gyms. But as a smaller gym, I realized, like, wait, hold on. You know, the 3 months, I can't do no contract. And I just realized it. So throughout those years, I grew a lot. So structure, knowing the business, knowing how to bring revenue, you know, and yeah, so it, and just bookkeeping and just staying, well, I have a bookkeeper, but just staying on point, staying on track. I just organizing, you know, just really disciplining
Yeah.
yourself and knowing how you know, and just bringing in revenue and just sticking to the plan.
Yeah.
It's... You know, you want to help everybody, but just sticking to the plan. You know, if you're going to say this price, you got to say this price. You know, you can't just, I would help somebody. If you really need help, I'm like that person. I'm going to help you, you know, but if you have it, you know, just, you know, help support.
Yeah. Nobody really likes the nitty gritty behind the scenes kind of stuff. You know, that's tedious, tactful. It's got to be done though.
Yeah. 100%. I like to train. I was like, hey, if somebody do the books and I could train, that's me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There you go.
Cause I'm not an organizing person. I just like go up in there and just, let's just go do it. But it doesn't work like that. You have to have some structure. And I just learned that. Cause I was just doing like on the fly, just, you know, okay, no contract. Let's go. Come on. I'm gonna sign you up. But after that, you just realize like, wait, hold on. You can't do this forever because you're not going to be making no revenue. You're not going to be making no money.
Yeah. It's almost kind of like you're in a Ferris wheel. You're just going to keep going round and round and round and you're not going to get anywhere.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, man. So I got a couple last questions here for you.
Yes, sir.
First one is, you know, you've been in business a few years now. You've gotten the ropes down. You've had your learning experiences. You know, what would you say to somebody else that's looking to start their own fitness business? You know, what words of advice would you give them?
I would say is if you're going to do something, you know, do it, but learn it. Like, be under somebody that knows about the business, you know, and just feed off of that, you know, and just, you know, I'm not saying piggyback because I know you guys got your own style. We all have our own style, but just learn the aspect of like open your gym. How do you, like a lot of people now, they come to me like, how do you open up a gym? Like, give me some information, Tim. Like, you know, I started just on the fly, you know, and my route is tough, but now I learned a lot. But yeah, just be under somebody. If you know somebody that owns a business, just learn the structures, learn how to open up, and you know, don't be afraid of, like, you know, going doing it. Because if you're saying, oh, I'm gonna open up, you're never gonna do it. You just gotta go do it, fail a little bit, and then that's how you're gonna grow, you know. Don't think too big. Don't think you're going to get like $500,000 equipment. No, start off small. You know, when you start off small and you can grow that baby, it's going to be awesome. If you thinking about, oh, I'm going to have a 10,000 square footage and $500,000 equipment. If you don't have a plan, then it's going to turn up to failure. You know, you don't want that. You don't want to be in debt, you know?
Yeah. You don't want to buy off more than you can chew.
Yeah. So I'm not in debt. So I could just walk out. Cause I didn't, like I said, everything was just hard work, you know? Everything was hard work, you know? You don't want to be in debt. You don't want to be in a lot of debt that you can't afford and you don't have the money to back it up, you know?
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Start off small.
Excellent, man. Well, cool. Last thing for you. You know, we love to give shout outs. I know you mentioned it earlier on in the show, but for everybody out here listening right now, how can they reach your facility? Whether you have, like I said, a website, Facebook, Instagram, how can they reach Tim Fit?
Yeah. _ Tim, trainer _ Tim, the real deal. That's my Instagram. My TikTok is the same. And then if you go to Facebook, it's Tim Fit. And then if you look up on Google, Tim Fit, you can see my page. If you want some motivation, my Instagram is funny. Like I said, it's motivation. And then if you need some cheering up early in the morning, I'm your guy. And I always say my slogan, you know, stay fly, stay motivated, stay positive, kick that negativity out of the circle, love each other as you love yourself, and always stay blessed. I say that every time, you know what I mean? We always got to stay motivated. We always got to stay positive every single day, you know? You got to kick the negativity out of your circle, because that negativity is just, it's going to interrupt your mindset.
Too blessed to be stressed.
That's it.
Awesome, Tim. Well, I appreciate that. Everybody else out there for listening. If you want to check out Tim Fit over in New Hampshire, check him out. You got his Instagram, you got his website, you got his Facebook. And then if anybody out there wants to be on the show as well, we'd love to have you. Feel free to click on the link below, type in your info, and we'll get in touch and we'll be on the show. But until then, y'all, that's been another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. Gym Lords, out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords Podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple: cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on PrestigeLabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the GYMLORDS Podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Emily, and joining us on the show is Roger from Level Up Power Fitness Center out of New York. What's going on, Roger? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on there, Emily.
You are very welcome, and we are really excited to learn about what you guys have going on up there. But before we dive into the nitty-gritty of how you run Level Up Power Fitness Center, tell us a little bit about how you describe the business to people and what made you want to start the gym in the first place.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. So my name is Roger Williams. I'm the owner of Level Up Power Fitness Gym. Gonna let everyone know how I get started. I was born in South America. And at age 13, I started into the fitness. I moved up to the United States at age 16, 17. You know, I still continue with the fitness. And I had a fitness coach, and he, you know, trained me pretty well. There was a weightlifting competition going on. You know, I walked right into it. And I won all three. I won, you know, the deadlift, the powerlift, the bench press, squats. I won all of those. And I was like, you know what? Fitness is my thing. From there, I went to compete in Taekwondo. Three and a half years, I lost one match. I'm a two-time New York State champion, back to back. I did my first grappling match. At a time, I didn't know I was competing against, you know, Canada. So I did my first grappling match. I won gold and silver. And I just, you know, enjoy, you know, fitness, period. This is one thing I'm excited about. And I'm here to, you know, help as much people as possible get into this fitness world. So that's a little bit about me right now.
Okay, good. I mean, you have a lot of experience with like different avenues of fitness, which I think is pretty cool.
Yes. It you know, I come from a family background with fitness, you know, so it's in my blood, you know. You know, I had a couple of jobs. I didn't, you know, it just paid the bills, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I was like, you know, and also I competed in MMA. You know, I come in a cage. I did a lot of fights. I retired 2015 fighting in MMA. I'm actually an official right now. I'm an official for ISKA. You know, is the International Sports Kickboxing Association. They also do MMA. So I'm in the fight world still. I'm still in the fitness world. You know, so I'm like, this is my passion. You know,
yeah.
I don't see me doing anything else besides, you know, try my best to make the best out of this right now.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about Level Up Power Fitness Center. Is like, with your experience in the background in the fitness industry, like, did that lead to some of the services that you offer your members now?
Yes. So I offer strength training. I offer strength training, kickboxing classes, personal training. And those lead up to what I was doing in it, you know, in the past. I have clients comes in, you know, we have a ball, you know, we just, you know, get down and, you know, get into it. But without my background, I don't see this really happening like this, you know. So we offer, you know, it's a 24-hour gym access. You come there, you can do your workout. You can do the fitness classes. I do my personal training. I train athletes too also. So this is, you know, this is what the gym offers to anyone that steps in. You know, it's always welcoming. I'm always welcoming everyone. I'm always saying, hi, how you doing? You know, checking on people's day, you know, always get a smile on your face. So I offer a lot to the community, you know, so this is my goal.
Yeah. So with the 24-hour gym access, do you give your members like a key card and they can just kind of like come and go when they want to?
Yes. There's a key fob. You come in the key fob, you just, you know, sign in, you know, you get in whenever you want to. I have people come in 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, the workout, they said it's great for them. The truck drivers, you have, you know, teachers, you have, you know, people who work, you know, 7 to 11 jobs or, you know, whatever that comes in and they just do their thing. That's why I offer that to the community, because I know people work different hours. You know, they can't do the classes. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't do other stuff. They need to come and just work out. So the goal is to open up a 24-hour system and let others come in.
So which one of your services is the most popular? Because I know that you have the strength conditioning, you got kickboxing, you got the...
Oh, that's a tie.
It's a tie?
Yeah. It varies. It really varies. You know, I got a lot of people like the kickboxing classes. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of people, you know, like the strength training class. It varies. And also, while we're at it, I actually have an instructor that teach dance fitness class. You know? So I just remember that one. No, she teaches dance fitness class. So you have people like those also. So it varies.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't pick one, because if they hear me, then this one your favorite.
So. That's cool, man. That's really cool. So let's talk a little bit about how you've actually gotten people in the doors. So were you relatively new, right? So you've been open for about 3 years. Did you start from a base of clients, or did you have to start literally from like zero?
Good question. I started, you know, teaching at a local gym and for a couple of years. And then this facility got open afterwards. And then COVID happened. I was in the same process of opening. And then it just like stalls everything. Everything just stalled. So I was doing, you know, free online classes, the whole COVID thing was happening. You know, I got into the gym there and I was just doing free classes and, you know, doing stuff on Facebook. And after that, you know, then everything started to be clear for COVID. You know, then I was like, you know what? It's time to get into it and get this place open up. And last year, March, is when I opened.
Nice. Okay. So what do you think has been working? Let's do like on both ends of the spectrum, like what's been working well for in terms of you getting people in the door, and then what is something that hasn't been working well in terms of marketing for getting new clients in? Does my question make
sense? Yeah. So what went working well with me to get people in the door is, let's start with the marketing. I do the Facebook stuff. I do, most of the social medias. But due to, the little community, word of mouth works a lot faster. So you can have, 20 people go tell 20 other people about your facility. Any business that you have, you have to show some sort of compassion to the customer, welcome the customers to your business, show them that you care about the reason why they walk into your facility. If you don't have that, you don't have a business, because if you are that person that just want to, push your chest out and be like, this is my building and this is how I run the things and that's all it is, and that you don't like it, too bad. If you have that sort of attitude, then there's no need for you to be in the business. You just have to, show more appreciation to the customer. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that has been working well for me. You see, my thing is, I like to be myself. I'm not worrying about what Tom doing or Jim doing, or see what works best for them might not work best for me. So what's working well for me, I'm just not going to change and just continue doing it because I have no bad complaints. If I start having bad complaints, then I need to get in there and figure out, okay, so why this is happening? I got to figure out why this is happening and how can I fix it? Mm-hmm. Until then there's no need to change it.
So you're referring to the customer service aspect?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I want the customer to feel like, hey, this is my place also, not just my place. This is your place too. So we both share this place. We take care of the place. We have a place, because without you, without me, there's no building.
Gotcha. Okay. So I wanted to kind of circle back to something that you were saying about marketing, the word of mouth and the social media. So pre-interview, we were talking a little bit about the goals that you have for your gym. So with being that word of mouth has worked for you well up to this point, how do you think that your marketing strategy is going to have to evolve for you to hit your goal? Does that question make sense? Do you see that word of mouth as something that's sustainable over time? Or do you see yourself looking into some other avenues?
I'm always researching. I'm always looking in. I'm always, my brain just keep going. I just don't use one thing or two things. I just try to keep looking for more stuff. Because I said interview is, I want to get at least the next couple of years about 300 customers, because I want to build a bigger facility. I want to have more options for, students and kids that are in athletics and, or the community to come in and do, So I'm going to keep researching for different avenues to make my goal, come faster or, reach it.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that mindset. Is there anything in particular that you've been researching lately or that you're thinking about looking into?
What I'm researching is I wanted to add products now into the gym. There's the pre-work, which in funny I say that, because after this interview I have to go meet with my good friend. He owned a nutrition center, so I'm sitting down with him today and we're going to go over that, because I don't want stuff sit on the shelf. I'm going to buy something and it's not going to be used and people's not going to buy it. So I'm going to go over with him and see what I can add more into the gym, because this, you know, for fitness, there's so much you can do. There's so much option you can add. There's so much things you can help others with. You know, so as I said, I always keep researching, you know, I get always in there, my brain always going 24/7. Sometimes I don't get good sleep because I'm just constantly thinking. But I'm going to sit down with him to try to get stuff in. Also, I'm not a certified nutritionist, but I have, and I know people that does it. And I'm trying to add that into the gym also, because that's a big part of fitness. You know, I know what works well for me. I'm pretty knowledgeable of what I can, you know, guide someone in, but you know, everyone is different.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's different. So yes, I'm researching to do a lot more. You know, I'm fairly new business, you know, so, you know, I'm constantly thinking, I'm constantly doing stuff. I just want to make it successful.
Yeah. So as you're obviously the business owner, what are your like duties? What things are you doing on a day-to-day basis to keep the doors running? Are you doing like most of the selling, or, you know, do you have somebody like doing that for you, or like?
I'm fairly new business. But I'm doing the, you know, the welcoming, the, you know, open business. My phone number is on the door. You know, if I'm not there, if I step out for a second, I have people call me. They go on my website. It's What Level Up Power Fitness. I have people send me message through that. I have people call me through that. So that's my day, what my day looks like, you know. And, you know, as I said, you know, I'm trying my best to make this work, you know, so I'm always busy. I'm always keep going, you know, so I'm trying. I'm also, as I said, a research. I keep doing stuff to make the business grow in a positive way. You know, I'm trying to, you know, like do the website. I'm doing, you know, the phone calls. It doesn't like happen like, you know, every 10 seconds, you know, somebody's calling me, you know, it's just, you know, when the person call, I'm there. You know, if they send me a message, I don't see it. I send a message, hey, you know, I'll be there, because literally the gym is right across the street from my house. So it's not a big deal.
So did that just kind of happen, or was that by design?
Yeah, it just kind of happened, actually. So as I said, I had a job there for 14 years, and I was supervisor, and the company did a cutback in 2019, and, you know, I was trying to figure out what else should I do. Should I get another job, you know? And one of the girls that I knew, her grandparents owned the building, and she told them, hey, why don't you let Roger open up a fitness center there? That's how it starts.
Wow, that's pretty cool, man. You gotta walk across the street. That's it, to get to your place.
But I still come up with stories when my student says, yeah, you're gonna be there. I was like, yeah, depends on traffic.
That is funny. That is too funny. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the goals that you're working towards. You alluded to a little bit earlier, like you want to be able to help 300 people, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, what else, like, in the gym, then also in your life outside of the gym, like when you started your business, did you also think about like the kind of lifestyle that the business could provide for you in terms of like time freedom, financial freedom, you know?
So research, you know, you have to do research before you jump in anything. No, research is a big part of everything. You know, you have to learn your area, you know, see if it's going to work. And sometimes you might have to take just a little chance, you know, and you're going to have people telling you, yeah, you shouldn't do it because this area is like this, or you shouldn't do it. You know, my area of you know, Lewis County here, where I live, it's, you know, so far I got, you know, over 100 people, 150, over 150 people right now. So, you know, and I've only been there for a year. You know, come up on a year. So, you know, if I didn't do a research and you know, I just say, ah, whatever. I just try it out. And then it doesn't work. And then I was like, oh, come on. You know, so the thing is, everyone has to do a research all the time. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, just got to, before you open a business, you just have to do, you know, research the area to make sure that it's going to be profitable.
So what was the, I guess, was that like the deciding factor for you in terms of like, were you researching, is this, you know, business model really create profit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I went to JCC, there's a college around, and they did the whole mentor thing, you know, of telling you how the area is or what, you know, radius covers, and they guide me in a really good way so I can actually see, instead of just jumping into it, they give me like a good guideline so I can, you know, really see if it's going to work or not going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and that's how it all started. I was like, oh, wow, this is, you know, because everybody listen to you. You see, you got to be careful who you listen to, too, because, you know, if I didn't listen to someone who said, ah, it's not going to work. Yeah, don't worry about it. Look at the people, you know, ain't nobody, you know, I would end up, you know, not having this opportunity here. So I did my research, you know, I did the whole survey of the area, and I said, you know what? It's needed. You know, so that's how it all happens.
So what do you think the most challenging part about having your own business is?
Being the only one. Being the only one. That's a challenging thing, because now you got to be that guy or girl to do everything. And I mean everything. You know, you got to take the calls, you got to do the signing in, you got to do the walk around, you have to do X, Y, and Z. You know, that's the toughest thing. So the goal is to not to have that toughness in your day-to-day, you know? So the goal is to make a girl a little bit more so you don't have that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working towards.
So how have you started looking for, I know you have that one other instructor, right, that teaches the, I think you said Dance Fit?
Yep.
Have you started looking for other people to take over some of the classes that you're teaching?
It's kind of a little difficult to find right now, to find someone, especially in, you know, where you live is hard. I mean, you can find them, but it's, you just have to, you know, as I said, do more research, you know, because you don't want to get anybody, you know, to watch it on YouTube and said, hey, you know, I seen this, I can do it, you know, and then find out can't, then your business just went bloop, flopped. So I'm looking into it, you know, to try to see if I can find, you know, someone at least to come in and just at least, you know, watch them for a little bit to see if people actually enjoy, you know, whatever they're teaching. You know, so that's my goal.
Do you think that it will be hard for you to start to delegate other tasks that usually do to other people?
No. I mean, I would be happy to have someone, you know, to come in there and do a class and teach this and teach what I've been, you know, been teaching. I mean, if anyone doesn't like that, then this is something wrong. I mean, you're too much of, you know, me. You know, so I would love to, you know, have somebody come in and so I can go and do other stuff to make the gym grow. You know, so that's my goal, you know, to, you know, if I can take that relief and pressure off, yes.
Yeah, yes. I mean,
Emily, you can come down here and get it done.
Yeah. reason I wanted to ask you that question is because I talked to a lot of gym owners who just haven't, I think it's like a control thing, but they sometimes just have a challenge like delegating tasks and still wanting to kind of do everything on their own.
not this guy. You know, if I find somebody's good enough that can do it and doesn't need me, that means there's an opening for me to do something else. Right? I don't see why would you make it that a big issue if the person know what they're doing and they can do it well.
Yeah.
Now you free up that hour or two, and then now you can go to something else that you can, you know, add, you know, to make your business grow. So no, I'm if I can find somebody, Emily, I'm out. I'm out.
All right, man. Well, it is about time for us to wrap things up on this episode. But one more question for you before we sign out.
Yeah.
I want you to think back to 3 years ago, or maybe a little bit before then, before you decided to start Level Up Power Fitness Center, and give yourself a piece of advice that you didn't know that you needed to hear.
Give myself a piece of advice. I would say focus on more of what I wanted to proceed in life. You know, because, you know, 3 years ago, you know, I was just getting started, you know, of, you know, the whole, you know, working with customers and fitness stuff. I said the only advice I would, you know, give myself is stay patient. Stay patient. That's one of the big things is, you know, you have to be patient in any business that you open. Sometimes it's going to get tough. Sometimes it's going to get rough, but you just have to have a strong mindset and make sure you focus on your goal. And that's the advice we'll give. You know, I mean, I've done a lot so far. Let me mention before I let you go, you know, I do a food pantry for the community. Like every second month of the week, I do food pantry at the gym, you know, so I shut the gym down for, you know, a couple hours. And so far I fed over 1200 people and I only did it 7 times. I do blood drive there. I do Red Cross comes there. So the thing is what I want to mention before you go is to work with your community. Most of the time they will have your back. You know, you need them, you know, so don't be that, you know, person that I'm, you know, too powerful. I'm too good in good shoes. So just try to, you know, have an open mind. That's what I'm gonna leave with. Just have an open mind.
All righty. Well, Ryder, this is a really good place for us to wrap things up on this episode. But before we sign out, please tell our listeners where they can find you.
All right. My name is Roger Williams. You can find me on the website at Level Up Power Fitness. You can go Level Up Power Fitness on Facebook. You can Instagram. It's just, I just keep it nice and simple. Level Up Power Fitness. You can see all the classes, the time, you know, some of the prices. You can check out pictures. You can see some videos. You know, I'm here in Lions Falls, New York, Lewis County.
All right, Roger. Well, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate your time and contribution to the show. And looking forward to seeing what you're going to be able to accomplish down the road. Also, to everybody who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. Don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit the like and subscribe button. And if you're interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's 4 ways we can help you grow your gym for free. 1, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. 2, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. 3, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. 4, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.